going to be super interesting segment here, I think, because we don't know anything about anything. But we're going to visit with the owner-operator of Buffy's. Her name is Buffy, oddly enough.
What's your middle name, Buffy?
What is it?
Maria,
can you get right up on that mic? You can move the mic however you like. We should have this conversation, but we were so caught up in who Pat knows from Sheridan.
Oh, yeah. She's a majorette for the Razorbacks.
1207, thanks Not for Buffy. Being with us tonight. Wednesdays Ashley. Out West. It is the second installment. Admittedly, the weather is not what we had hoped for, but I am told by my sources in reading through all the forecasting that it is going to stop raining. Now, we're going to have to bundle up. I may need to come by and get a nice gown or something before we start tonight, but we are going to be dry, I believe. And Roger Arnold's playing, our buddy Roger Arnold. So we're going to have fun tonight.
Yes, he is.
And it's all for the ALS Association of Arkansas. I also want to thank our friends at Burt Black Service Companies. Burt Black, you may want to bring a heater over just for fun. We could throw it under our 10x10 tent and keep each other warm. Otherwise, Pat, it's you and me and body heat, buddy, and see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
About that.
I could feed you a little cupcake while we're doing it. It'd be fun. It's your birthday. What the heck? Let's let it all hang out, babe. Cash bar tonight, silent auction. We have giveaways. So all you got to do is basically show up, have a couple beverages. You might win something for free, including something from Buffy's, like a $100 gift card. And it's all for a good cause, the ALS Association of Arkansas. So
I was there last week. Had a great time. Saw Buffy there.
You were. We got to meet Buffy's mother-in-law, who's a Massachusetts native like yourself.
She'll
Hit it off
tonight.
Yes. What is her name again?
Sue. Yes.
Sue.
Oh, I love Sue. She's a sweetheart. She is a hoot. I was hoping she could come hang out in the studio. But instead, we don't have. So we have Alex, Mallory, and Amy, who gets disappointed if you don't remember her name. So they're all here. And there are not one, not two, but three locations of Buffy's. One at Pleasant Ridge, where we're going to be tonight. And you can go to all three of them, but we're only going to be at the one. Rodney Parham and the one in Sheridan. That's the original?
Sheridan is the original.
Okay. Boy, Sheridan is an original, isn't it?
Yes, it
is.
I
mean, Sheridan is a town like none other.
That's exactly correct.
I've always wanted to play in that Sheridan football. We talk about football. It's a golf tournament down there. Yeah. Heard it's one of the most legendary in all of the land.
Yeah.
I've never heard
of
it. Do tell.
What goes on there?
Is there a Sheridan Country Club?
What goes on there stays there.
Yes. Yeah. What goes on there stays there. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's what we're always told, but it never actually stays there.
I've never been invited.
There.
We need to find out when it is. I'm all for adding a third four ball to my rotation.
It's in. It's supposedly spectacular.
You know, I've also been by our friend, the crazy lawyer and the dirty dentist. We've been invited to the Russellville four ball. We've never gone up there for that either.
You mean the big cavity himself?
The big cavity himself. The old greenskeeper.
God bless him.
Yep.
He's a sick animal.
So let's talk about tonight. Did you have fun last week? I know it was not... We didn't have as big a crowd as we'd hoped, but it's a first-time event. It happens.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. The music and the drinks, and it's always a good time at Buffy's. So if it's raining outside, you can always come in.
That's what I'm talking about. Where are you situated in the center?
We are directly where you guys are set up. We're directly beside you. We are located next to Belk and the Toggery.
You think I didn't plan that? It's all by design, sister. I'm
exactly,
here to help.
Exactly, right?
So you help anybody, a gown for all occasions. Is that fair?
Yes. Okay. Prom, pageant, homecoming, after five, cocktail, anything you need. And then we've got snappy casual wear that is affordable, too.
Okay. So if I ever take my wife to the fancy chocolate fantasy ball that she always wanted to go to, I would come there?
We've got her covered from the morning to the evening.
What is your most popular charity ball or event that you outfit folks for?
The Hope.
Hope Ball. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe we should go to that, too.
Yes.
Isn't there special deals? Do you have that?
We have deals, all kinds of things. I mean, everything from deals at the local restaurants. We've got a deal at Crocs. We've got, are you doing a special tonight, or are we just doing the $100 giveaway, which is
awesome?
Yes,
the entire store from 5 to 7 is 15% off.
Ooh. Look out, come on.
$100 gift card must be present to win.
Yeah,
how are
we
going to
do
this? We're going to do a raffle, like just register, put a name in a
Raffle's
box.
A dirty name. We don't call it a raffle.
Why not?
Just call it a drawing. It's
a
drawing.
Who's drawing? I didn't see any paintings around there.
You're the one responsible, big fella.
No.
You're drawing.
I'm going to let one of the girls do it. I don't want to be responsible for it. They can't get mad at a young
Stick
girl.
Figures.
They get mad at me if they don't
Amy
win.
Amy and Mallory.
Which of these three, which of you three are at Pleasant Ridge? It's an audio thing. You have to
One's
talk.
Alex, one's Amy,
Amy,
and one's Mallory.
Yeah. Alex works at Pleasant Ridge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
she's the manager, I've heard.
Yes.
Is that true?
We'll get Alex out there. We'll have you come out and do the drawings tonight if you're not too busy selling dresses, because that way we could... Take the pressure off me.
Perfect. I can do
Amy
that.
Will be there, too, and Mallory.
Oh, really?
We'll all be there.
I'll probably forget Mallory your name again
roof,
by five. But
excited.
I'm an idiot. It's not about you. It's about me. I have problems. We have some deal. Oh, you know what, Pat? I know you're a big Greek fan. They got Little Greek out there. Free samples of hummus and pita each week.
Little Greek? What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, you like Greek food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But everybody out there is going to have some different things. It's fun. Last week, our friends over at Sky, right across the parking lot, they brought us over a pile of delicious appetizers. So we'll see if they show up again. It was fun last week. And Orange Leaf, when's the last time you had frozen yogurt? Got a buck off purchases from 5 to 7 tonight. So.
Last time I had frozen yogurt. No,
and the good thing is, if you eat frozen yogurt,
yeah,
you'll be able to still squeeze into that dress. And my wife says that she'll be in to take advantage of 15% off.
That's great.
Maybe she won't be there tonight. One of the two. Roger Arnold, for sure. Weather's going to be fantastic. Bring somebody you love to hug on to keep warm. And you know what? Bust out your fall gear. Bust out your winter gear, because you're not going to use it again for the next 3 months. You might as well use it tonight. And it's for a good cause. Did I mention that?
If you don't have rain boots, we sell rain boots.
Look, if you like ALS and you're all for diseases and stuff, then fine. Don't come. That's cool. If you don't, if you're against it like we are, then you should show up tonight. And thank you again, Burt Black. Seriously, one little heater would be cool. Okay, so you want to play some birthday trivia?
Yes.
Do you know how to play?
I'm gonna point the microphone to Amy.
Okay, we'll let Amy play. Amy play, and
that's Mallory.
Oh my gosh!
You know what? All three of you can play. Grab a microphone. Put it in front of your face. Where'd you grow up?
East End.
East
Arkansas.
End. Where'd you go to high school?
Sheridan.
Are you in high school still? Or are you done?
My last day was yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, we never thought you'd get out.
That a girl. That a girl.
She's 23. She's finally finished high school. Good for you.
Finally.
What about Mallory? How about you?
I am from Dallas, Texas.
You are? How long have you been in Arkansas?
3-4 years almost.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's probably worn off by now, right?
Are you in high school too?
No,
you just finished.
I'm in college.
Good girl.
Where do you go to school?
I went to UCA for 3 years and then worked for Buffy's for a year and then hopefully going to nursing school somewhere in Little Rock.
Ah, okay.
We're going to go to nursing school together.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I got a plan.
You get a great education at Buffy's. Just so
and Alex is waiting for Buffy to sell her the store so she can run it for the rest of her life.
You're going to go, Alex.
Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's the deal.
What's your background? Where are you from?
I am from Sheridan as well.
Okay.
I graduated college last May.
All right. So. Where'd you go to school?
Arkansas Tech University.
Love Arkansas Tech. Grant Seems County like in the house,
you got to have some kind of Sheridan roots to be involved in Buffy's.
Hey.
It helps? Well, yeah, well.
or
you've
Texas.
Adopted her.
Texas and Sheridan have a lot in common. I don't know.
Adopted her, for sure.
All right. Let's play some birthday trivia. We'll do this out of order. Normally, we do entertainment report first. We'll do birthday first, and then we'll let you guys go because I know you have stores to run. Matt, can we get four players? I got three, William, Chris, and Randy. I'll put William with Alex.
I want Chris.
Take it easy over there.
You know Chris?
Maybe he's got a boyfriend.
No.
I mean, a girlfriend.
No, Chris is a nice name.
Randy.
It's a nice name.
We'll be represented by Mallory. You know what?
I know a couple of knuckleheads named Chris, too, though.
Oh, okay.
And then...
not this Chris, though. He's a fine young man.
We only have four lines, so, Pat, will you sit this out?
Yeah, let the girls go at it.
You want to do this?
Well, who's playing? Who is it?
Just the three girls and Maddie T.
Okay, three girls and Maddie T.
Just us ladies.
Typically...
This would be like the time in...
Hang on, who's Maddie T?
Put your headphones on.
Oh, okay. Hey, Maddie T.
Oh, you got to
put headphones on, because there may be some audio clues. There's underneath the desk. And so, Josh, you'll be represented by Matty T. Okay.
Congratulations, yeah. Josh.
Alex, Mal, Aim, Matt. Okay, so here's the deal.
Aim. I don't think you know her that well to be calling her Aim. I got to be honest with you.
I'm just trying to... I've tried to come up with things to remember people's names. So here's how this game is played. I'm going to describe someone to you. Okay, make sure you get right up on your mic over there. You can move the mic around. If you need to pull it towards you, push it back, whatever you need to do. I'm going to describe someone to you, and as soon as you know who it is, jump in with the answer, okay? It's somebody famous. It's not like a random person, okay? And then the second thing will be we'll go round robin style and guess how old they are, okay, for prizes. The winner gets what, Matt?
McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it, and I'm going to go ahead and throw in a boomerang car wash and punch you in the face.
Awesome. Very good. I appreciate you. No extra charge for that.
That's free.
All right, here we go. Here's how this is working. So then we do that. So then we go round robin on how old they are. So, like, if we say it's Pat's birthday, and it will be soon, you guess how old he is, then you guess, then you guess, then he guesses, okay?
Okay.
Then the next time we guess another name, then you're going to guess first, second, third, and so on and so forth. We're going to rotate who goes first. Do you understand?
Understand.
Everybody get it?
Got it.
That is Grant County education at work, folks. They get it that quick. This guy founded Facebook. Do you know who he
Mark
is?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Very good, Matty T. Why don't you give the ladies a
chance? Ladies.
How old do you think Mark Zuckerberg is today? Alex, you're first.
28.
No.
32.
No.
43.
No.
Wow.
Total guess.
30.
He's 30, Matt. Bingo, all right. Bingo. If you get exactly right, you get 2 points. If you get the closest, you get 1 point. All right. This woman is an actress. She is an Academy Award winning
actress.
Amy
Adams.
She has been in such films as, but not limited to, Pushing Tin, The Lord of the Rings, Bandits,
oh.
The Missing, and Blue Jasmine, for which she won an Academy Award this year.
Cate Blanchett.
She is Cate Blanchett. Nice try, Matt. You did try to give him a chance. They had
Seriously?
No
chance. Sorry.
Well, she's famous.
I was thinking Liv Tyler, but she's never won an award.
Yeah, we could have done like one combined girl. But you know what? I believe in you. I believe in you. Not so much you, Amy. Mallory,
oh
how old do you think Cate Blanchett is today? The redheaded, beautiful actress, very talented Academy Award winner.
27.
Okay, no.
34. Wow.
No clue who she is. All right. Matt?
She's aged like a fine wine. She's 62.
No, she's not.
43.
There you go. Oh. 45. Alex is on the board. All right. This guy, this would be funny because I don't think any of the four of you are going to know this. Pat? In fact, Matt's guy's already hung up. So if you want to get
oh,
in on
Oh, thanks this, a lot.
433-1037. Matt needs a player. This is hilarious. And it's funny because of all the people that I thought would give up, Matty T's person would be the last one I would think would quit. No offense, ladies. I'm trying to get my slow computer to come up because I want to do an audio clue here. Come on, stupid computer. Here we go. All right. All right. This band, which I'm sure my wife loves, I'm sure none of you know, but...
Doc's playing now.
Come on, man. Let's
Can
go.
We Google this?
No.
Lose interest.
No, good luck. If you know, it'd be hard no to Google. Google a band that you don't know. But
oh. I can Shazam.
How are you
going
to ask him this question?
This
Do
is
you
the
even
lead
know?
The lead guitarist of this band is celebrating a birthday today. If I spotted you that Buffy, feel free to help out. You can help your ladies. Here.
If I get the name of the
she
band.
Hear it. Oh.
I know what this is called.
No, Buffy, you can you hear?
I do.
I don't even know what this is called. Slow Jams?
Slow
Rider?
Rider. It's Slow Rider. From
Daisy Mick Future, Mars? Not.
The song is called Don't Want Nothing But a Good Time.
I didn't even know that.
Poison. Poison.
CC DeVille.
You're right. Help him out. CC DeVille?
Darn right it is.
Buffy's on my team, right?
Sure. CC
no,
DeVille? You know what?
My team.
That's under review.
I may or may not have help from Nate Olson.
How old do you think CC DeVille is today, Buffy? Help her out.
Wait.
45? Okay, not bad, Matt.
CC DeVille from Celebrity Rehab is 50.
No.
I got it. 37.
No.
52.
Google search.
Darn!
Right, give it to her. All right. The guy who created Star Wars is celebrating.
George Lucas.
Nerd alert.
Sorry.
George Lucas, how old today?
George Lucas is 63.
Does he have the answer sheet?
No, he's just smart.
58.
This is all he does. He just knows 56. Stuff.
Smart and or nerd.
62.
He's 70. Very good. Amy's on the
Woo!
Board. And last but not least, this guy retired in the 2001 season from the NFL. 562 tackles in his career. He helped lead the Baltimore Ravens to their first Super Bowl in franchise history with a 34-7 win over the New York Giants, one of the most dominant defenses of all time. He's now a TV sideline guy, and he also hosts a home improvement show.
If he didn't play on the Broncos, then I don't know it.
Tony Siragusa is celebrating his birthday today, everybody.
Siragusa.
The Goose.
He's 47.
You guys know the Goose?
He's
the 47. Goose and the Moose?
I wouldn't expect you to know.
Doesn't ring any bells?
Ray Goose?
Matty
Whoa,
T.
Hey, oh.
Now you're talking.
You're only 18.
18.
She says,
18.
I know what goes on at the Sheridan Country Club football tournament.
In 3 years, I can't wait to have some with Red Bull.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
She's
it.
Never
wow.
tasted it.
I'm not surprised that you're talking about vodka. It's just you're already into high class
no
already.
No offense. I've heard of marijuana and cocaine, but I don't
what?
Take them.
She actually does not drink.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Thanks,
Buffy. You won't believe me, but I don't.
On the job, at least.
Hey,
guy, no, that's probably where I get it from.
Who was the big winner?
Boys your age can't afford the great
Doc,
blues,
the
so.
late ad for you because you dominated.
I don't know for boys my age.
Oh!
That sounded snobby.
Wow!
I don't date boys. I only date men.
This girl is unreal.
She and Michael Sam have a lot in common. Okay, so.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Don't bring him up,
Buffy,
please.
Thank you for coming in today. We will see you tonight. 15% off from 5 to 7 during the event. It's Wednesdays Out West. We're going to have a blast tonight, and if you don't think it's going to be fun, then you're nuts.
Always a good time.
Thank you. Don't want nothing but a good time.
That's right.
Buffy,
how
you
can
got
I resist?
Crazy girls here, Buffy.
I think CC DeVille
She's
and my boy
craziest.
Brett Michaels said it best.
She's the craziest.
Buffy, can I ask how Buffy is? That's not a nickname.
No.
That's your God-given name?
My God, oh,
Mama call her Buffy. I'm going to call her Buffy.
Yeah, that's my given name from my oldest sister.
B-U-F-F-I-E-O-Y.
That's it, I-E.
So you're telling me your parents sat down with your sister and said, what do you want to call the new one?
Yes.
And she said Buffy?
Yes, she was very jealous. And the Buffy and Jody show, The Family Affair.
Yeah, I remember that.
Years ago. Okay, yeah. Well, that's where I got my
name. You know what's interesting?
What's your sister's name?
Vicky. I have two sisters, Vicky and Mickey.
Well, how much older is she?
You got the best of the three, no offense.
how much older is she than you?
Vicky,
She is
the one who named you.
Yeah, 8 years older.
Okay,
the vindictive mean one. Yes,
my brother, me and my brother, are 12 years and 14 years older than my sister, and we had our idea of what we wanted to name my sister, Sapphire or Diamond.
They really wanted her to be a stripper badly.
It didn't end up being. She didn't end up being a stripper. Actually, she works at Barney's New York now.
Oh wow!
Yeah. In up
Big
in
deal.
Boston.
Yeah.
Big deal.
But she wants to move here.
Uh oh, we got an opening.
Do you got an opening at Buffy's?
Always.
You know what?
Yes.
I say store number four. She's
store
qualified.
Four, yes.
I'm gonna give. As a matter of fact, she just emailed me her resume.
Yes.
I'm gonna print it off for you.
Diamond
right now.
Did not stick. Her actual name is Xanadu. So
no, Samantha
that.
Rose. Samantha,
oh, Samantha.
Rose.
Okay,
Samantha Rose.
So she didn't end up with a stripper name, sadly.
Xanadu.
It's a good
that sounds
name.
Like a racehorse.
No, it sounds.
What are you saying about my sister?
It sounds like a name that's preceded by coming next to the stage. Xanadu. All right, here we go for Xanadu.
This is an inappropriate conversation.
I've never been to one of those places, and I've never drank
young
vodka.
Young girls. I mean, come on.
She knows about Grey Goose. I figure she was worldly wise.
Grey Goose.
What are they teaching in? What's in the water in Grant County, Arkansas?
Oh, I know. I've been there.
Shout out to the judge. What's up, Kemp?
Talking to me?
No, I'm saying it to the Grant County judge.
He used to be my neighbor before we moved.
Miss Arkansas.
He's good people. You had to get away from him? Couldn't take it anymore?
No. He was actually a really good neighbor. Had to get away from some others.
We just had a caller.
Okay.
Where did you meet your husband?
I met my husband at the Sonic Drive-In.
Of course. That's where all great
like
good
our,
guys
like
hang
our
up.
Buddy Mark. He's from County Mayo, Ireland.
Yes. Yes.
This is where you can look at it.
Oh.
Off. Okay. Aim. Fine, aim.
Have you ever outfitted anyone famous?
Yes, we have. Some of my bragging rights are...
give it to me.
Yes, one of the women... her husband was recognized on the Grammy Awards for Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
And she came to my store.
Wow.
And normally they give everybody free clothing and everything to go on stage and do this, but she actually paid in full, let me dress her from head to toe, and that happened about 6 years ago.
You have shoes, too?
Have shoes, too.
Oh, I need some stilettos.
Nice.
Yes. So my husband, I think, when you met last week, though, we discussed he's from... Massachusetts, where you're from.
Yes.
So our youngest son is named after Spencer, Massachusetts, where my husband was born. So you had asked me where I met my husband.
Your son's name is Massachusetts?
Spencer.
Oh.
Which is a great name.
Spencer is where they grew up, Spencer, Massachusetts.
Right. Let me ask you this question. Did you happen to see Solange kick Jay-Z in the sternum with her stiletto?
I have not watched that yet, okay. But I heard it this morning.
What would you suggest for a stiletto for women if they were to kick and
Jay-Z,
not break?
A famous rap star.
I mean, what's the most durable stiletto we're talking here?
Well, I would buy one from Buffy's for sure.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Which brand?
Yeah,
which brand? We have the Jonathan Cain or the Tony Bowles. I would go for the Tony Bowles because it's Swarovski crystal, so when you kick them in the throat and it doesn't break, you look really good doing it.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that a girl. Woo! Yeah. Anybody don't mess with you.
We don't play.
Buffy, you are a sick animal. I love it.
I try.
What are your normal work, normal business hours?
We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and we're open 7 days a week during prom season.
Okay, let me say this. We have a follow-up to the Solange Jay-Z story that has been making the rounds, this crazy video.
A lot of crazy prom stories, too.
There are two theories out there. There's one that is perpetrated to be the actual truth of the story. Yeah. I have a theory. I think Jay-Z, billionaire, is so rich and powerful that he actually had Solange's boyfriend, who he didn't like, killed, a la Michael Corleone, Connie, his sister, you know, her husband, went behind the back and got Sonny killed.
Yeah,
he was responsible.
Yeah. He set him up. He set him up.
Set him up. And so they said, I wouldn't make my sister a widow. Next thing you know, they put him in a car, they wring his neck, and he kicks the windshield out. Adios,
Vegas,
Carlos. Yep. And then Connie goes ape on him. She's very upset.
Very upset.
So I think Jay-Z did not like Solange's boyfriend. He did something to disrespect him, and Jay-Z had him whacked. That's my theory. That's why, you know, in the video, Beyonce's just standing there, like, watching while Solange is going nuts. And Jay-Z's, like, going, hey, don't hit my white tux, babe. And thank God you don't have any Tony Bowles stilettos on.
Downtown to kick butt.
She was wearing wedges, I think, so she was all good. But anyway, so that's my theory. I think that's actually what happened.
Serious.
I'm totally being serious.
You can't be serious.
I'm totally being serious. But here's what is going around, though, is that Solange, now this is also somewhat believable, I guess. I like the whole I killed your boyfriend thing better. But apparently Solange has been name dropping. No, I'm Jay-Z's sister-in-law. I'm important. I'm cool. And she invited a bunch of losers to the party that they were attending
event. I heard this theory.
And
I don't
so,
like it so much.
He basically got mad because, like, keep my name out your mouth and quit telling your loser friends to show up asking for me at the party because I don't want them there. And so apparently she said, oh, and then he also wanted to go to a party Rihanna's throwing.
Yeah, her after party.
And
after
she got bent out of shape because he was going alone and Beyonce wasn't coming and she wasn't going. And she's like, why do you got to go alone? And I know he's thinking, why don't you stay out of it, B? And then it went back and forth. Next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire and she's going on Adam Vinatieri.
Except you missed one key factor in this whole thing.
Talk to me, Goose.
There's one key factor in this whole thing. Beyonce... Bae didn't step into the fight, did she not? She was back in the elevator.
Avoided it.
Which shows you a couple of things here. A, Solange is an absolute nut job.
No question.
And she's probably done that before.
She looks a little bit like Zoe Saldana.
And or B, that Jay-Z deserved to get his butt kicked, a stiletto to the sternum, and Solange was doing Beyonce's dirty work. For her not to step in... He clearly did something that she agreed with and said, Solange, take care of this business for me.
Or it sounded like a scorned woman to me.
Yeah.
Who? Solange? Yeah, yes. But why wouldn't Beyonce?
She was scorned because he killed her boyfriend because he didn't kill the boyfriend.
He's not that
tough. He's a gangster.
No, he's not.
He's a billionaire.
Gangsta.
You think he can't pay somebody?
He's not a gangster?
Not even close.
He could kill.
He's a phony. He's
any,
a fake.
Any billionaire can pay just about any for anything they want, including having people killed.
He's a phony. He
Dad doesn't like him. He's biased.
No, he's a fake.
My story is as believable as anything else. Oh, and the other.
He shot a gun before he never even touched a gun.
I think he's a fake. Yeah,
you tell him, Amy.
I'm on. It's Amy.
Amy, let me tell you one thing that ain't fake is that $1 billion he's got in the bank.
That's
so. When you got $1 billion, you can accomplish just about anything you want to get done.
All right.
So let's see. Let me go through my list. I want to buy this car. I want to do that. I want to go to this vacation.
I want
Solange's boyfriend dead.
Yeah.
I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground.
Where did you get this story from?
I just made it up.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm trying to figure out, because here's what I think.
You
here's
just
what,
get, you no, had no, the no. guy killing somebody.
Here's why Beyonce didn't say anything, because she's like, look, dude had it coming. Disrespected my Jay. That's why she didn't say it. That's why she stood there all stoic-like.
No.
That's why she went to the game the next day. And the follow-up story, did you see this?
Yeah, Solange and Jay-Z
going. He took her to the jewelry store. And so he's going, hey, sorry I whacked your boyfriend. Here's a little jewelry. We cool? We're good.
That's
okay.
That's how females work. You buy them something.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Kobe cheated on his wife and apparently raped a chick in a Colorado hotel room. He comes home with an 11-carat diamond for his wife.
She's like, oh, it's okay.
We
it's
good.
Fine. It's fine.
We good.
It was.
And by the way, he paid that chick off too. I'm telling you, money solves
issues. This is going back to a jealousy situation
of you and
Jay-Z. When Jay-Z and Rihanna sang Umbrella together, right? I always said to myself, that's strange.
They
I
did
mean,
more than one
you know,
song
he
together.
Is acting a little bit too much like an overprotective brother. Even when Chris Brown and her had the incident, he kind of apparently was on the lookout for Chris Brown, like to rough him up. So there's no question there is still some jealousy issues with Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Rihanna. And the fact that he said, I'm going to go to Rihanna's after party without Beyonce.
Beyonce's tired.
She didn't look tired. She didn't look tired.
She looked exhausted to the point where she didn't have the energy to jump in and stop her psycho sister from kicking her husband.
No. Something
Let me
else
tell you something.
Is there. Something
if
else
my,
is there.
If my no. wife... doesn't jump in and her while her sister's kicking me in an elevator, she better be exhausted.
But that's the whole point. Clearly, Beyonce had no problem with her doing
Clearly
what she
Beyonce
did.
Clearly, Beyonce is not from Grant County because all of us would have been on that like a new kitten on with a toy.
Well, Beyonce is from the same place Solange is from, and Solange is a pretty good fight.
Houston and Sheridan are very similar.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Something's up.
I don't know.
I think you need to invite us back so we can discuss this later.
Let's solve this.
Yeah, you guys got things you
You know what?
Do.
We can do our own little version of The View in the Zone once a month, maybe.
It could happen.
That could be fun. I'm cool with it.
What will we call it? We can't call it The View.
No, we'll call
the
it.
The aim.
Aim high.
Yeah.
Aim high. All you girls.
And shot
remember
buffies.
That.
Dead aim.
Listen, dreams.
Yes.
Y'all got
Like you're taking
Work
dead
hard.
Aim. Get it? Like in. Come on, not like you haven't handled a pistol. You're from Sheridan, for God's sakes. Don't give me that look.
She kills with her bare hands.
You never shot a .22 before?
Oh, I have.
That's what I thought.
Under the supervision of,
adults without Grey Goose in them. Gotcha. We'll be back. Nate Olson's here from
Sleep
Quickly.
You guys are off the wall.
We'll see you tonight. Wednesdays out west, 5 to 7, Pleasant Ridge. It's for a good cause. Join us. We'll see you there.
Chop up.